Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and this video is about my philosophy of dog training. And my philosophy of dog training isn't something that just started 6 months ago, or a year ago, or 10 years ago, or 50 years ago. 50 years ago, when I started really getting, because I'm 77, when I really started getting interested in dog training was when I was like 16. And the Bible of protection dog training back then was William Kohler's book on guard dog training. We thought it was the greatest thing since sliced pie. But looking back on it, it's about 99% all wrong. We've come a long way. And if you're interested in dog training and you want to become a professional dog trainer, you're going to have to have you're going to have to evolve into your own philosophy on dog training. And with social media going on out there, it makes it really, really hard because there's so much crap. Anybody with a good iPhone and some lights and a nice little dog can come across as being a professional dog trainer. And there's so much bad information, misleading information. I mean, this weekend we're going to do a seminar, a 3-day seminar on detector dog training with Kevin Sheldahl. And Kevin is one of the top canine instructors, police dog instructors, police dog judges, not only in the United States, but in the world. And there's so much garbage out there that it's just frustrating. So I did a video a long time ago on my philosophy of dog training, but you never stop learning. You never stop learning. And even at my age, I just love when I see something cool that, why didn't I think of that before? It's just common sense. But I'm gonna use a program that my IT people have put together to help explain and drill down my philosophy on dog training, and you're gonna have to develop your own philosophy. You don't have to assume mine is the right way to do it. It's what I believe in, and it's what I believe in based on a lot of years of experience and study and going to seminars and meeting great dog trainers, sharing ideas. But with that said, we're gonna move on, and you're gonna be able to listen. This is kind of a cool little video that my people put together.
So today we're gonna dive into, well, one of the most influential approaches to dog training out there. We're talking about Ed Frawley's philosophy. And what's so fascinating is that it all started with one single life-changing moment. Okay, so let's start here, because this is where it all begins. Everything Ed Frawley teaches, every single part of his philosophy, it traces back to this one tragic event. He was just 16 years old, and this dog, King, he was his best friend. You know, after that, it was never just about obedience for him again. It became a mission. He had to figure out a way to create a line of communication with a dog that works no matter what. A system built on trust, clear communication, and real control, so that a tragedy like this, it would just never happen again. So to really get a handle on his solution, we're going to walk through his journey together. We'll look at that life-changing moment, the training world as he saw it, what he believed about respect versus love, his communication system, the marker system, and then finally, how he pulls it all together. So, yeah, the loss of his dog, King, it's more than just a sad story. It's the why behind everything. The goal was no longer about getting a dog to listen most of the time. No, it had to be a dog that would listen every single time, especially when it's a life or death situation. So to tackle this huge problem, Frawley first took a step back and just mapped out the entire world of dog training. And what he saw was basically a big spectrum, right? With two really different extreme approaches on either end.
And this really breaks down those two extremes perfectly. On one hand, you've got the all positive trainers. Frawley's argument, well, this can lead to dogs that are kind of pushy, dogs that only listen if there's a good enough treat in it for them. Then, on the other side, you have the old school yank and crank force trainers. Sure, you might get the dog to do something, but it's often out of fear, and that just wrecks the relationship. For him, both of these paths were fundamentally flawed.
So this led him to a really critical conclusion. The problem wasn't the tools people were using, not really. It was a much deeper misunderstanding of how a dog's mind actually works, what drives them.
See, he believes that most of the behavioral issues we see, you know, jumping, barking, even aggression, they all come down to one thing, poor pack structure. Dogs are just hardwired to look for a hierarchy, a leader, And if the humans in the house don't step up and be that clear, consistent leader, well, the dog's going to try and take that job itself.
And this quote, man, it just sums up his core belief perfectly. In the mind of a dog, love and respect are two totally different things. Your dog can absolutely love you to pieces, but not respect you one bit. And you can't just love a dog into respecting you. It doesn't work that way. Respect has to be earned.
So the big question is, how do you earn it? Well, it's not through being scary or intimidating. It's through leadership. And what does that mean? It means you're fair. You're consistent. You set clear rules and boundaries. You control your dog's free time until that respect is built. And you make sure the dog understands that its choices, they have consequences. At the end of the day, it's about being a leader your dog can actually trust and count on.
Okay, but how do you actually communicate all these rules fairly? I mean, how do you make it super clear to the dog? Well, that brings us to the number one tool in Frawley's toolbox, something called marker training.
The whole idea here is pretty simple. Dogs don't get nuance. They don't understand long, drawn-out explanations. They see life in black and white, things that are good for them and things that are not. So marker training gives us a simple black and white language to talk to them. It lets us tell the dog with pinpoint accuracy the exact moment they got something right.
And these three little words are the core of that language. First, you have yes. Think of that as you nailed it. Job's over. Come get your reward. Then there's good. That means keep doing exactly that. You're on the right track. It builds duration. And finally, nope. This one's important. It just means, oops, that was the wrong answer. No reward this time. Try again. It's not a punishment at all. It's just information.
All right, let's pull all these threads together now. This is where the big ideas, the pack structure philosophy, and the practical tools of marker training, this is where they combine to create what Frawley calls the balance trainer.
And the key word here is, you guessed it, balance. This isn't about being all positive or all force. It's about using motivation first. You use markers, food, toys. You teach a new behavior in a way that's fun for the dog. But, and this is a big but, you're also prepared to apply a fair correction when and only when the dog fully understands what you're asking and chooses to blow you off.
And this process is really systematic, which makes it fair to the dog. First, you've got the learning phase. This is all fun and games, all positive motivation. Then you move to the distraction phase, where you start proofing that behavior around, well, distractions. It's only after that, when the dog 100% knows the command, that you'd ever enter the correction phase. And let's be super clear. A correction isn't about being angry or punishing the dog. It's a calm, clear consequence for a known, deliberate choice to disobey, not for being confused. It's just you, as the leader, calmly enforcing a rule you both understand. And all of this is maintained through that consistent leadership every day.
So at the end of the day, Frawley's whole philosophy really boils down to this one question for you to think about. Whatever methods you're using, is your training building a real relationship? One that's based on clear communication, on trust, and on respect? Because for him, that's the only way, the only path, to a truly reliable and safe partnership with your dog.